without this. Every Aruso is a chalavitom, it's king and kaspe. It's only takones chachomim, so mele the chachomim were not misakein in connection with the Naruso, who is already entitled to mizeinis. Mashenkin kalafos and dogs and even of the raise. So until she comes in Yisur Mamesh, he cannot be made from Nidori. So in other words, so that the Mishnah Rishino can agree with the Rabbon, the Chachomim of Rablezer. And then the Ad can be Shamas Lil Rablezer, but it does, in other words, and we can say that even Rablezer who says that Ligab Nidori, which is in the Raisa, he can be made fair once he's Mechayim Mizeines, he's Mechayim Mizeines. So only Gabani Dorim, there is a special reason. But by Trumo, even though it's Rabbanon, but that special reason doesn't apply. So Mele, she cannot be a Chalim in Trumo. But can we show it to Rav Lezer or Gabani Dorim, Kid Rav Pinchas, Mishmei Dorovi, the Oma, Kol Nideres, Al Taz Bailo Nideres, Avul Trumo, Afilom Mid Rabbanon, Namaleach. Let's see the Rav. Om Rabbi, Vidil Moloi, עד כאן להשמין המשנה רישיינו על מייחו בתחום דרבונו. מי שמלחיב למדינה רוסי חל בתחום דרבונו דגוזרים, מי שמצים כמו עם שמשם תשקה, כל שחייב במנסה עולה כל מייחה שלוח, וישורד מי שמצים פלקה, דמיקם מדיו יפלו עם זיינס, בו דקלל בקרימס, כי יחדו לליש דזוזה, ברדית, ובדיקה זכות, even though the קרימס don't make it all בדיקה, so בדיקה זכות שלו בדיקה. ומשום שם אותה שכנם עלי כדך, אם נהיו מפרנס לו, דוח דם יחד לו. And now the question is, if the time is, because, או שם אותה שכנם לא הכי, or so what difference does it make, whether the Orus is high with Zainis or not, this takole of שם אותה שכנם לא הכי, is still possible, so the Ran explains it. No, because many times, when the Orus, because starts supporting her, so he gets for her a special apartment. He doesn't want her to stay with her parents once he supports her. So Mimele, that Takole is not Shaykh. Mushim Shem Tashkin Amalek, if the Infarn is Lord, Duch the Biachadol. Avu Midorin, the Midraise, Einorus Mefer of Lachash Nisraim Nisel. Eime, the Loimotze Mefer, Beloy Shitvose, דיאר, ויעד כאן לשם של רב לזר על גם נידורים, ולא עם מישהו מחושב לכניסור. So according to Rabbi, it was explained on the basis that since he's חייב מזיינס, so she's already in the רישוס of the Orus in regard to certain things. In regard to what? In regard to my Sidero. So Mimele, she's considered as Nisur. But Abaye says no. אל קרפינחס, דיום הכל הנידרס, אל תעזבי לו נידרס. אל כסביר רבי זה הדכים דהי ומפרנס לו. ודאי נודרו על דייתו, על דייתו. אבל בתרומו, אפילו את רבונו ליוכלו. דהי כלמי מעדיני נעמד הוא מפרנס לו. דהי כלמי חש משום סימפן. דיקו סברי, דיק הסחוץ לא שמות דיקה. אין דבדיקי על דקרי ואיס, איס נעתי סופישן דיקה. ושמתש כנעמי יהי כלמי חש. דלאב דוף דמייחד. Behold, the Oma, the time of the Rav Lezer, the Rav Pinchas. Now the question arises, and this is not such a double portion, because the Rambam Shite appears to be to the counter. But most Rishonim agree with the Ram. Now, here the Gemara explains Rav Lezer on the basis of Rav Pinchas. So, doesn't it follow that since Rav Lezer's din is based upon Rav Pinchas Halacha and the Chachomim Achelik on Rav Lezer's din, that Chachomim Achelik on Rav Pinchas Halacha, and the Shittas Rambam is probably like that, but the Ran and most Rishonim, they say that no one is, even the Chachomim, are not Chelik on Rav Pinchas Halacha. Everybody agrees with Rav Pinchas Halacha that kol anideres al das bailo anideres. But Chachomim say that in connection with Aruso, so Rav Pinchas Halacha has no application, even though he's chayv mizeinis. That's the machleket. Everybody agrees that if she is a woman that is nideres al das bailo, even though she is not in Yisur, so then the husband has jurisdiction. The husband has jurisdiction. But the Blazer holds that Pinchas Halacha has application to a Shoas or Yudves Chedesh. Whereas the Chachomim say, no, even if it Shoas or Yudves Chedesh, and Yishayim is saying this, she still does not come within the category of Aldaz Bailon. This is what the Ran says. All right. We hold the Omar, the time of the Rebbeza, the Rav Pinchas, loudly named the Rabbon and Leslie Rav Pinchas. The Maskinon, so the Ran, his right. The Maskinon, we need a fair case in the even, Biktana, she, she, or him, or he, or them. So the Dushin is only the Rabbon, and she can be Mafkia, the Dushin, through Mion. So the Bible made for the Ran. So the Baal, if the Baal married the Ketano, he married the Ketano, in other words, who has no father. So the Kedushin is only Tevez Berabonon, and then she's already 11 years old. So, Mufnes Omechluish, so Rabbi Yechanan says, and that's the way in Paskin, so is Nidrin Eder Midrais. So she took an Eder, she's 11 years old, and she took an Eder, so the Baal can be made for an Eder. Now the question arises, but her neder is chal midraise. Her neder is chal midraise, and he is meifer. So let's say, if she took a neder, she asked a certain kikya, and then he was meifer, so she can eat that kikya, not only while she's a tano, even when she becomes 12 years old and she's already a gdelo, so on the smach of the afore of her husband, she can eat of the kikya. She can eat of the kikya, but how can she? After all, midraise he's not her husband. So if he's not her husband, so he's like a stranger. So and her neder was chal midraise. So the Gemara says because of Rav Pinchas Halacha. So the mele, since two the Kedushin is only chal midrabanon, but as far as al das bailo nederes, so it applies midraise. The Kedushin is only in the Rabbanon, but she comes within the Halacha of Aldaz Bailon in the Ares. So Mele, the Baal has a keach to be made. So, and everybody says that. So even the Chachomim. So in the Chachomim, the Rambam doesn't pass in that. So some say that the Rambam holds that this Halacha, that Ketano Shishio Yimo V'Achio, Bailon Mifirne Dereo, that's only a limited Rav Lezer. Since the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Lezer, so he doesn't mention that Halacha. But all the other Rishonim, they say that in view of the fact that the Gemara Nide does not mention that this Halacha is only true according to Rav Lezer, it means that this Halacha is true according to Chachamim too. So what does it prove? That everybody agrees with Rav Pinchas Halacha. But the Chachamim hold that Rav Pinchas Halacha has no relevance to show us it is chedesh, whereas the Rav Lezer says it has relevance. Mashein kein ligabi ktano, so it certainly has relevance even according to Chachomim. That's why they agree with that halacha. All right. Tana shishim yivachil v'al v'derev av v'derev v'chal v'reise v'kan v'zom v'lish v'reise yisho osom shrik tana v'esnam v'drabonon av lo chos in yisho d'rabonon v'ad lani dorim d'reise. So the lotion of the Rani is af lo chos in yisho d'rabonon Vatlin is on the rice with Rafinchos. Alme Rabon Name made a bow, El Hopnik. Reblaze also back in the Ubifarnis law. In Nideres, El Aldait, the Rabon Sabre, Milo made this lawn, the Ubifarnis lache, Louis Notus Laldaito, Kimifarnis law, whose name, Louis Aldaite, Unideres. As the Connes Lehupo, Umio Mikimishinis Lehupo, Afil Hup the Rabbonon, Kiktano Shishirim of Achio, Mid Rabbonon shall die in the rest. Shimoche also disu in the Rabbonon, Vatlin either the Raisin Krasivne. So, on the surface, it appears as if the Ran says that there is a machlikas in Mitzias. It's a machlikas in the psychology of the woman. In other words, where a woman is an Arusa. And she was not yichlis lechupo as yet, and the husband is already obligated to the host is already obligated to support. So then Reb Lezer says that the psychology of the woman is that she submits to the authority of the host. And the Chachomim say, no, the psychology of such a woman is that she doesn't submit. It's not mistaken that the machlekes between Reb Lezer and the Chachomim is a machlekes in itzias, in the umdene of the ish. The umdene of the ish is what it is. So if Reb Lezer says that it is that way, so the Chachomim will probably agree with Reb Lezer that this is the psychology of the woman. So still the achelik. So it cannot be explained. The Ram cannot be explained the way it appears on the surface. So of course, if Reb Lezer says that Reb Pinchas Halacha applies, so that means that there is no shadow of a doubt that once a woman is supported by the husband, that she submits to the authority of the husband. She submits. Still the Chachomim say, "Ein abal me." Why? Because, except for one shita that the Ram mentioned, so all the Shanim say that this halacha of Reb Pinchas has no application to a case where one person supports another person, a man or a woman. So there is such a shita. There is such a shita. But that's a shita yochid. So all the Shanim say that it only has application to a Baal. It doesn't have an application to another case. Let's say somebody adopted a child. So you could also say, I mean, that since the adopting parent had custody for so many years over that person, that psychologically he submits to the authority of the adopting parent. You could say that, assuming that it is like that. So still, Reb Pinchas Halacha wouldn't apply, because it's the Halacha of Aforas Abal is the Halacha of Aforas Abal. It's not that Aforas Abal is completely grounded in the mental attitude that the wife has towards the husband. And suppose the wife belongs to the woman's lib, and she's very aggressive. So he still has the keach b'afor. So he still has, of course, you could say, since the average woman submits to the authority, so memele, the Torah is loyal. Of course, but in a case where someone will submit to the authority of somebody else, so he will not have a keach b'afor. The keach b'afor of the Baal is peculiar to Baal. The Baal has reshus, has jurisdiction over the nidorim of his wife. But, as I said last time, that Reb Pinchas says that in order to have legal jurisdiction over her nidorim, it is not enough that the Baal has theoretical jurisdiction, but she must submit to the jurisdiction. That's the pshat in the Gzeras HaKosuv of the rishus of the Baal over the Nidorim. In other words, the Torah gave jurisdiction to the Baal over the Isha. But there is one tnai. In other words, the Baal has jurisdiction over the Nidorim of the Isha because the Isha generally, it doesn't depend upon each individual woman. This is, one individual woman might say that she does not want the Baal to have any authority. Still, he has authority, as the thesis of Rosh Hanide says. Thesis of Rosh Hanide. But the jurisdiction of the Baal has over the Isha is based upon the fact that the woman wants, the wife wants him to have jurisdiction. And if the average wife had not submitted to the jurisdiction of the husband, then the Torah would not have given him jurisdiction over the nidor. But it's a halacha of rishus that the Baal has over the nidorim of the wife. But the rishus that the Torah gave the Baal over the nidorim of the isha is based upon the fact that she submits to the authority. The general Nishi submits, but it's peculiar to the Baal. So clear to the Baal. So Mimele, the Ran says, Mishenor Aldas Havere, suppose someone says, well, I submit to the authority of this person. He's my mentor, he's my guardian, he's my everything. So still, he doesn't get the Keah HaFor, because it's peculiar to a Baal. But the Baal's Rishus is grounded in the fact that she generally submits to his authority. But it doesn't apply, it's not vested in anybody else to whom a certain person submits, to whose authority a certain person submits. So in other words, there are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is that he has to be Baal. Yes, he has to be Baal. He has to have a king and ishes in her. And the second prerequisite is that the wife in whom he has a king and ishes has to submit to his jurisdiction. So now the question arises. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer say that if she is an Arus, so that means that our Eresen and Nisuin are actually, it's not two separate things. Because the Rambam, when the Rambam mentions the mitzvah of Gdushin, so in the Rambam, that's in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. I mean, here he doesn't mention it. But when the Rambam mentions the mitzvah of Gdushin, so he mentions that he's kelelet together with Nisuin. So actually, Nisuin is a consummation of the issues. It's not a separate kiyan altogether. Of course, it's one can be a mikudeshes and not nisuo, but the nisuin marks the consummation of the kiyan ishes that was acquired through the kedushin. So memele, the chachomim say, true that once she gets mizaines, she submits the authority of the baal, but the fact that she submits to the jurisdiction of the Baal is not enough. He must, this aloche, this jurisdiction is possessed by someone who is in the rishus of the Baal. So Mele an Aruso is not completely in the rishus of the Baal, an Aruso. Because the Kianishes has not as yet been consummated. Because it's unconsummated Kianishes Aruso. So Mimele, true that she is Nideres Aldasos. But since the Ishes is unconsummated, so Mimele, he doesn't have jurisdiction. There are two prerequisites. One is that he should have a Kianishes, full Kianishes, and the other is that she should submit. So in case, so Rabbi Lezer says, if he's Mechuyev Mizeines, so Kianishes he has, she's his wife, even though it's not consummated, the Kianishes, but it's enough to give him jurisdiction. And as far as the other prerequisite of submitting to his authority, so that is present. Chachomim say, true, that she submits to his authority, but the Kianishes has not been consummated as yet. So Mimele, he doesn't have jurisdiction over any Dolim upon Chachomim. Oh, so then you'll ask, so isn't it the Kalchimer of logic? Isn't it the Kalchimer of logic that if by Dushiktanu, where Midrash says she's not his wife in any way, she's not an Ishishish. So still we say that even according to Chachomim, so we apply the halacha of Kol Nidares Al Das Pailo Nidares, even though there is no Gdushin at all Allah has come and we have where the Rizbush Midraisish is an Ishishish, except that the Gdushin, is not consummated, so certain. Oh, so that has to be explained. Now, it seems to me that according to Tesves in Yivomes, it's explained one way, even though Tesves doesn't spell it out. But it's mashma like that. According to Tesves in Yivomes, it's explained one way, and according to the Ran and the other Rishani, it has to be explained another way. But I first want to mention how it could be explained according to Tesves in Yivomes. Now, the Gemara says in Yivomes, now, a Baal is mitamei liishte. If the Baal is a Kayen and his wife dies, so is mitamei liishte. Sheiro is liishte. How about a Baal who married the Ktano, a Yiseimo? So the Kedushin is only midrabanon, and he had Nisui. Ishte Arusa, so is not mitamei altogether, but suppose he was Nisei Ktano, but the Kedushin was only Chal midrabanon. So he's also mitame himself. How can he be mitame himself? If we say in Kiyav El Chachon Lakadol Nateir. So the Gemara in Yevomes Dak Pites mentions in Machlikes as to whether Yesh Kiyav El Chachon Lakadol Nateir or Bikum Vasei or not. So the Gemara asks, Bishleime, if we say the Kolim Andoma, Yesh Kiyav El Chachon Lakadol Nateir or Bikum Vasei or I. But the Kolim Andoma, Ein Kiyach. So how can he be mitame? So the Gemara says Dak Pites. The Gemara says, Vohe. So the Gemara gives a teretz, Mishum de Havali Mesmitzvah. Umi Havi Mesmitzvah, Vatanya Izeu Mesmitzvah, Kol Shein Lekevrim, Kiri Vachirim Eine Isein Ze Mesmitzvah. So, but Baish Tiktano, so how could she be considered as a Mesmitzvah? The Gemara says, "Kim d'liyarselo kari v'liyano." So, since who is Yerusha? He, not her craving. So, Mimele, she's like a mesmitzvah kari v'liyano. And suppose, it is annual. There are many people who are ready to attend to her burial. So, the husband will not be allowed to be mitame. So, all the Rishonim have that kasha. So Teisa says that Kasha too. Teisa and the Kasha. So the Ritvo gives another teres. The Ritvo says that what is Mesmitzveh? Mesmitzveh is one who has no kevrim. No one is willing to attend to the burial. A person is found in the street, dead, and no one is ready to, is willing to attend to his burial. So the halacha is even if King Godel passes by, so he has to be mitam himself. But if there are other volunteers, so then a King Godel or a Kayan cannot be mitam, because then he's not in a smitzvah. Now, suppose someone is lying in the street. That person is lying in the street, and then. There are two who pass by, a Kayan and a Nozia. So then the Gemara in Nozia discusses who should be mitame himself. But not both can be mitame themselves. The Shaila is who should be mitame himself. Well, and the one who is mitame himself. So let's say, and the Gemara discusses the case. Suppose the two pass by and to find this mesmitzveh. So one is his gun, and the other one is another type of a moshuach mechomo. So the question is, who should be mitam himself? What's the shaila? Because only one can be mitam himself. But to who should be mitam himself? So the shaila is, who is obligated to be mitam himself? So if a Kayan and the Nozia, let's say a King Godel and the Kayan find a mes mitzvah, So who has to be mitame himself? The king heviet, not the king godel. Suppose there wouldn't be a king heviet available, so then the king godel would be allowed to be mitame himself. Why? But if there is a king heviet, so then the obligation of being mitame himself, of attending to the mes mitzvah, is incumbent upon the king heviet. So male relative to the king godel, he is not a mes mitzvah. So that's the shaila in the Gemara. Suppose there is a kohen and the nazir. So upon whom is the obligation incumbent? Upon the nazir or upon the kohen hediyot? Or upon the kohen hediyot? So in other words, so that means that when we say koyev l'ganelo, it means that even if the person who is obligated to attend to his burial cannot, if there is only one person who is obligated to attend to the burial, so then he's considered as a mes mitzvah, even though there are other people who willingly attend to his burial. That's the aloche, that nosi shemeis, if nosi dies, hakom itam nelo. Why? Because he's a mes mitzvah. So the Ritva explains it. Because the covet of the Nosi is that everyone should participate in the burial of the Nosi. So Mimele, if let's say 1,000 Jews will be mitami themselves, he's still a mes mitzvah. It's Eli Kevlim, because his covet is that all Jews should participate in the burial. So the fact that 1,000 Jews will participate and some Jews will be left out makes him Eli Kevlim. So that's the aloche. That's the aloche. The chachomim womisakein. That by ishtik tano, so the burden, the obligation of attending to the burial is incumbent upon the baal. So memele, even though the father of the ishtik tano, the brothers, they are willing to attend, but it's not their obligation. It's his obligation. So memele she's considered elokeivim. Because without the husband's participation in her burial, she's considered Eli Kevlim. Because it's his obligation. This is how the Ritva explains it. But Teisves explains it on a different basis. Teisves Shite is that even though we pass from the Tinkia Bechachom Lakadovom Natiro, Bikumva say, but we mock him, she is Tam Hogum, so then the Chachomi can be Eikia. Can be Eikia. So that means, so here it's also, since there is a similarity, to Emes Mitzvah, it's not Mamesh Mes Mitzvah. Mamesh Mes Mitzvah means that there is not a single person who volunteers to attend to the burial. Here there might be 10 people, but there is a similarity. So since it's a Dovar Ademe, Dovar Sheishtam Hogun, so Mamele is Yeshkevi HaChachomim La'akadov Nadir. And it seems from the Teisves, even though Teisves doesn't spell it out, and you can say the Teisves doesn't mean it, but from the Teisves in Yevomes Daf Bites, my time at Kinele Rabbonon Ksuro, so it's mashma, the Teisves explains this aloche, that a Baal can be mefir the Nidorim of Ishtik Tano, and the same way as the aloche, that a Baal can be mitami himself Ishtik Tano. Why? Because Yeshtam Hogum, it bears a similarity to a Mes Mitzvah. So even though it's not a real Mes Mitzvah, so Mokim Sheyeshtam Hogum, Dobar Ademe, so Yeshkiya Bechachom Elakir, so it appears that according to Teisves, the aloche that a Baal can be made for Nidorim of Ishtik Tano is also based upon Yeshkiya Bechachom Elakir, Dobar Matero, Bidobar Sheyesh Bitam, because it is deimed to a Nisur. After all, she is his wife and Nisua too, but Midraise, the Kedushin is not Teifes, and the Nisuin is not Teifes, but Midrabonon it is Teifes, so it's Dovar Ademe, so Yesh Kevi HaChachom La'akadov Nadir. So that pshat could be conceived according to Teisves. But the other Rishonim, most Rishonim Achir, can Teisves Shite, that's a big Chiddush, that Dovar Ademe, Dovar Sheyesh Ho Tam Hogun, so Yesh Kevi HaChachom La'akadov Nadir. So the question is, how will they explain? The Ran himself probably does not agree with Teisves Shite. So how will the Ran and the Ramban explain this din that even according to the Chachomim of Rav Lezer, so a Baal can be made fair the Nidre of the Isay. Now, I have another question. Chachomim were misaking Kedushin for Ektama. Suppose the Chachomim had not been misaking Kedushin for Ektama. What would be the... So, and if somebody would live with Ektama, and he would color his wife, so he would be living in sin, it would be as news. So how can the Chachomim be misaking Kedushin for Ektama when Midrai said there is no Kedushin? So Midrai said every time he lives with her, it's Ponu Habol Apnuyen. So it's a Bias news. So what is it? The Chachomim or Matas news? So it's out of the question that if it is a Bias news, so it's not Chayach, it's inconceivable that the Chachomim should be misaking Kedushin. It's inconceivable. So it's not a Bias news. So it's not a Bias news. So how is it that it's not a Bias news? Now, the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, does somebody have a Rambam? The Rambam says, "Pidal b'rish b'lochem aloch edalet." V'chein likiach mikol gvu Yisroel noshim pilakshim. Noshim b'ksuvo gdushin u'pilakshim b'loy ksuvo v'loy gdushin. Because that, there is another girsay. Rashi in Chumash, in Chayso, has the girsay, noshim b'ksuvo gdushin pilakshim b'gdushin b'loy ksuvo. So that's, but the shita of the girsay of most Rishayim is pilakshim b'loy ksuvo v'loy gdushin. And the melech is mutab plegesh. Elo biyichud bilvat keine iso umuteresli avla hedyet osa bepilegish avla hedyet osa bepilegish. So in other words, what does it mean biyichud bilvat? This yichud doesn't mean yichud, I mean like yichud for chuppe. So according to many rishonim, chuppe means that the chosen and the kale have to have yichud. There yichud means yichud for a while. Here yichud means what is called in English a common law wife. In other words, if somebody marries a woman and he marries her in order to keep her as his wife on a permanent basis without any act of kedushin, that's what yichud means. It doesn't mean yichud is misyachid with her, he goes with her into a room. It means a common law wife. This is what he means by yichud. Elo biyichud bilvad u'pilakshim bilo iksuvo u'lekdushin elo biyichud bilvad keine iso u'muteresle. So that's what it means by yichud. Avla hediyat osa b'pilegish. Now the question is this. Now, suppose hediyat is osa b'pilegish. So if a hediyat will take a b'pilegish, it will be as news. So why is a melech muter? What is it? The Torah gave a special dispensation to a melech to be bailed because news, it's inconceivable. A melech is bound by all the yisurim that a hediyat is bound. So obviously it's not just a heter for a melech. A melech has a kiyanishes in the pelegesh. The raya that a melech has a kiyanishes in the pelegesh is a very strong raya, I mean, because there is a love of liabul inoshi. That means more than 18. So there is a machleket between the Rambam and the Raavad whether the pelakshim are included in the cheshbon of 18 or not. The Raavad says no, but the Rambam shita is that the pelakshim are included in the cheshbon of 18. So mele that means suppose lo yarbel inoshim in perigim laloche beis lo yarbel inoshim piashvul omdu shulikeach ad shmini esrei bein anoshim upilakshim hakol shmini esrei vimeisif achas ugoal oleiki. So the Raavad is chelik. Now, if it had been just a heter, how could they be included in the Cheshbon of 18? The answer is no, it's not the Heter. A Melech has a king and Ishes in the Pilagish. A king and Ishes, of course, she will not be a real Ishishish. I mean, in other words, if somebody will be Mizanin with the Pilagish of a Melech, he will not be Chayav Misa. Because only, so it will be like Boalishes Beneach. So Teisa says that if someone is Boalishes Beneach, he's either the Iser of Vidovak Bishtel Vidishes Chaveirei. So, Minastam, if somebody will be Mizane with the Pelegesh of Imelech, he will probably not be either the love of Lisinov, but the love of Bishtel Vidishes Chaveirei, just as by Ishes. Ishes Achirim, Ishes Beneach, he'll be there. Because, so Imelech has a key and Ishes. So that's why, in other words, if together with the Pelakshim, he has 18, and then he marries another woman, so he's Chayev, he's even the love of Liav Linoshi. So we see that he has a key and Ishes. And even the Ravid will say they're not included, because not that the Ravid holds that he doesn't have a key and Ishes. But in the love of Liav Linoshi, she is not included. She's not included. All right. But he has a Kianishis in the Pelagish. The Kianishis in the Pelagish. So we could say, in two ways, we could say that the reason as to why a Melech is distinguished from a Hediyot is that a Melech has a Kianishis in the Pelagish. That's the Parsha in Shmuel. Because it's mentioned that the Melech takes action. But the Hediyot does not have a key and Ishes. So Mimele, a Hediyot is also, because since he does not have a key and Ishes, so it's a Bias news. But a Melech has a key and Ishes, so it's not a key and news. It's not a Bias news. So it's the same way as when a Goy marries a woman. So it's a Bias news. It's a Bias Ishes. Because there is a key and Ishes. Ibn Eyach has a key and Ishes. So here too, it's not an Ishes of Gdushin, but it's a key and Ishes. That's one way of explaining it. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita is probably like that. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that only Melech, he also says, like the Rambam, that only Melech is Muta B'Pilagesh, but a Hediyot is also B'Pilagesh. And Rabbi Yehuda says in Shari Tshuveh, if a Hediyot took a Pilagesh, he came to a wife, he's Chayav Malkes for his Yigdish. Why? So in other words, he's a Beil Pilas Nus, he's Chayav Malkes, like the Rambam Shite, I mean, that Pona Abol Pnuyo also comes within the love of his Yigdish. So we see from Rabbi Yehuda that a Hediyot does not even have a Kiyan Ishes in the Pilagesh, only Melech. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But we could say another way. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But we could say that if a Melech has a king and Ishes Nipelegesh, so a Hediyot also has a king and Ishes Nipelegesh. King Ishes Nipelegesh. But a Hediyot is still Oser Bipelegesh not because of the love of Lisiyeg Deish. As a matter of fact, from the Rambam Sloshnitz Mashma, that when one takes a Pelegesh, he is not Chayav Malkes for Lisiyeg Deisho. When is one Chayav Malkes for Lisiyeg Deisho? Only if he's born up Bola Pnuya Deras Nus. But if someone marries a woman, it's not Deras Nus, it's Deras Hijes. Even without Dushan, he's not Chayav Malkes for Lisiyeg Deisho. But he's either the essay of Kiyikach. Because V'likuchin Eilu Mitzvah Sese Shalteirahim. So what does it mean, Likuchin? It doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah sasei to get married. It's the same kind of mitzvah sasei like tzitzis. So it's not a mitzvah sasei to put on a talis cotton, but if you put on a beged, you are mechuyev to put in tzitzis. And if you put on a beged without a kamfes, without tzitzis, you have an avera d'raise, you are mevatlanes. So here too, if he marries a woman, if he wants to marry a woman, he is mechuyev to marry al yidei gdushin unisuin. And if he doesn't marry al yidei gdushin, he is either an avira deraise, not the lab, but the ese. So I don't know whether it's just a bitl chiyuvese, or it might even imply an iser ese too, but not the lab. And you see the Lashon HaRambam, Perek Aleph Hilchos Ishes, Halacha Aleph. Kid Matan Teiro Yodom Pegei Aisha Meshuk, Im Rotzo Hu Vihi Liso Iso, Mach Liso Viser Beise Yubei Alo Beinu Venatzmi Vitiyo Lishu. What's that to come along wife? Kidu Shem Yitno Teiro, Nitztavo Yisrael, Shem Yirtze Oish Liso Isho, Shem Yirtze Oish Liso Isho, Yikno Yise Tchilo Bifnei Edim, Vaakein Tiyo Lisho, Shem Aki Yikach Ishishi Ubora. So the Rambam spells it out. That he's the battle of the Eser Reis. Maybe just a bit of Chiyuv the Reis, or maybe it's even Nisa the Reis. Well, it's not important. But the love not. Then he says, in Halacha Daled, Kedem Matan Teira O Yodom Pegei Aisha Bishuk Im Rotzo Hu Vihi Neisen Loschor O Beil Yisalim Aderach Veilich Vizu Anikras Deisho Mishenitna Ateiro Nesra Agdeisho Shenema Lisi Agdeisho Mnes Yisrael Lifichoch Kol Abei Elisha Lishem Znus Belo Yigdushi Leikim Na Ateiro Lifisha Boal Agdeisho. So only if he is Bei Elishem Znus, but if he marries a woman, he come on a wife, but he didn't have any Gdushi, so then he's not Chayim Malkis. But he's mevate on the ese of kiyikach lishisha. That's the shitas Rambam. So mevele, so we could say, so now Rabbi's shita is that the reason is why in Melech is muta bepelegish, and the head is also because the Melech has a kiyanishis, a head that does not have a kiyanishis. So mevele, according to Rabbi'ne says so. If a head that marries a pelegish, he's chayim malkes for his yigdeishu. But the Rambam shita is that he's not Chayv Malkes for the Tzig Deisho. Why? He's Chayv Malkes for the Tzig Deisho only when he's Baal Teres Nus. But if he takes a Belegesh, it's not to be as Nus. Why isn't it to be as Nus? Because he has a Kiyanishes. So if he has a Kiyanishes, Nikamon no wife. So he should be Muter. So there is an essay of Kiyikach Shishisho. In other words, he's not allowed to marry any other way than through Chupa Ugdush. So this is an essay, but the Kiyanisha says, I mean, you could say, but there is, someone has the Rambam Hilchos Trumos? Now there is a Machlokes, in Gimivomes Dafnun Zayin, Omedalev, between Rav and Shmuel, Itmar, Rav Omar, Yesh Chupolipsules, Ushmuel Omar, Ein Chupolipsules. In other words, if he came Godel, Het Chupe with an Almon. It's Psules, it's Asurotin. So, and there was no being. And there was no being. Can she eat in Tum? Like this, if she was Nivalo, Liposolo, so Vaskein, Kisili, Zo, he betrumas Akodashim Lisech, so she's Nifselo, Melechel betrum. But suppose he was Kenes and Almone, King Godel, was Kenes and Almone Lechope. So Rashi says, Yesh Chupa Lipsulis, King Godel, Sheikhli Salmono Baskein Lechupa. According to Rav, and we pass like Rav, pasle mitrume de binashi, de chupo ki knisas biil adami. Because chupo is has kiruv bie, so mele it's considered, that's all mit rabbonon, because mit raise, if she was not nivalo, so she is not asuro, but mit rabbonon she's asuro. Shmuel says, even mit rabbonon she's not asuro. Lechel b'tchum. And Rav says, she's nifselom lechel b'tchum. So Rashi says that it has reference to a chupo without Kedushin preceding it. It has reference to chupo without Kedushin. Without Kedushin. So Tesvis explains Rashi, even though Rashi doesn't say it in so many words, but this is how Tesvis explains Rashi. Now, that Rashi means, according to Rashi, so Rav and Shmuel both refer to Ravune's din. Because Ravune says that Chupo is Kene. that chupo is kene. So it's like Dushin. So both Rav and Shmuel agree with Rabbanan's beef that chupo is kene. So Rav says yesh chupo lipsulis. If she was just niskadeshes and almona was nisareses to a king odol, and there was no bia, so she doesn't become nifsales melech betrum. But if she was niskadeshes for chupe, and since chupe has killed bia, so memele according to Ravune that chupe is kene. So if she became kodeshes for kesev, she doesn't become nifsal melech betrumo. But if she became kodeshes for chupe, so she becomes mikodeshes melech betrum. She becomes nifsales melech betrum. This is how Rashi explains it, and that's the way the Ri explains Rashi. Nirali Ri liforish lefishitas akuntras de plike bechupe beloi kesev. De Ravu Shmuel sabre kravune. De isle berishdushin de chupe kene. Ve'okom Rav de cheicha de konek dushe chupe b'ksheireis hochename konek b'psuleis. Ve'adiv v'mikdushi kesev. Ve'adiv v'mikdushi kesev. All right. Then Rabbi Netam is chelikan Rashi's pshat, and then he says v'nira leri kipeirush Rabbi Netam de bechupe she'achadush na'ir Rav Shmuel v'amisal mino nizgar shod maslisin kaim Rav Omayesh chobel epsoleis. So Rabbi Netam and Ri, they apply the machlikas Rav Shmuel to yechupe efter kedushi kesef. So Shmuel says, even though there was kedushi kesef and there was chupe, but since there was no bia, she doesn't become nifsales melech b'trumo, b'trumo de menashe, b'trumo de menisho. But and Rav says she becomes nifsales melech b'trumo de menisho. All right. Now let's see how the Rambam. Now the din is like Rav. Now if. Now let's see how the Rambam passes. Perek Zayin Hilchos Trumos Halacha Chof Aleph. Perek Zayin Hilchos Trumos Halacha Chof Aleph. Kahanes Almona. Now there is a machlekes Tanoi. How about Kedush? Without chupe, without being. Of psulis. Let's say King Godel was Mikadish and Almona. Does she become something that is a machlekes Tanoim? So the Rambam paskens like the Tanoim that she becomes Nifsalis Melech Betrum. So Per Zayim Melech Estrum is Halacha Chof Aleph, Kahanes Almona. So he certainly does not explain the Gemara like Rav Netam and Ri, because Rav Netam and Ri applied the Gemara Machlikes Rav and Shmuel to Yechupo after Kedushi Kesef, and then the Rambam says V'cheini Nichnisu Yechupo Belo Yeres. So maybe he explains it like Rashi. He couldn't explain it like Rashi, because Teisve says that according to Rashi, so Rav and Shmuel both accord with Ravune. Because if they didn't accord with Ravune, and if they had held that chupe is not kene, so then of course she wouldn't be nifzales and it's static. So, but the Rambam passes not like Ravune, and still he mentions the aloche v'cheini nichlis ol yechupo biloyeres nein neichlis shachupo pislas melechet. So it's neither like Rashi nor like Rav Netam and Ri. So the question is now. According to Rashi, it would be like Rashi if the Rambam had passed like Ravune. But the Rambam doesn't pass like Ravune. So chupe is not Dushin. Chupe cannot be Kene. So what is chupe? Chupe only means that after Dushin, if there is chupe, she becomes an Isor. But chupe without Dushin is nothing? Is nothing. So what does he mean by chupo? By chupo he means a common law wife, like a Pilegish. So true. The Shita Rambam is not just Rambam. Everybody agrees with that. I mean, all right. There is a strange Shita of the Chuvis Arashboa, Michosis Rambam, that's the Shitas Yochid, the Shitas Truyo. But all the Rishayim say, except for the Chuvis Arashboa, Michosis Rambam, so all the Rishayim, and perhaps maybe the Rosh also, all the other Rishayim say that the Pilegesh Lehedich is Asur Midraisi. Asur Midraisi. So the Rambam Shitas certainly is that the Pilegesh Lehedich is Asur Midraisi. Is Asur Midraisi. So, so what is she pelagish? But she's asur midraise. The answer is she's asur midraise because there is an essay of kiyikach shisha. So we're not allowed to get to marry a woman without chupa ugdush. But just as a melech has a kiyan ishes in a pelagish, become a little wife. So a hedit also is, but in Melech there is a special posik, a special parsha in Shmuel that has a heter, and the hedit does not have a heter. But a kielishes he has an epilegish. So that's what the Rambam says. So that's the raya from this Rambam that the Rambam is. Of course, the Rambam is chilek on Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but it's a raya from this Rambam that the Rambam holds. It's not only that a melech has a kinyanishes nipelagish; a hedit also has. But even though he has a kinyanishes, it's still awesome. Midrais is what a kinyanishes he has. Since he has a kinyanishes, so memele just so memele chupo is bislasa melech. Now we have to understand the shite of the Rabbi Yehuda says that if a hetit takes a pelagish, so then he's chayav malkes mishum leisiyik leisha. So he doesn't have a kinyanishes in a pelagish. So the question is, according to Rambam, now we can raise the same question. We can ask according to the Rambam also. Now the Chachomim are misaking gdushin with the Rabbonon in Ektano, but with the Raisi gdushin is not if it's Ektano is same. So maybe it should be Biasnus. The answer is Biasnus. It isn't, because true gdushin is not if it's. She is not gruot than a pelagish. What is it? What does pelagish mean? Pelagish means a common law wife without gdushin. So if he marries her, so Mimele, even though the das of Iktano is not a das, but if it is Mirzeno, so it's not considered Bal Kocho. So Mimele, be as new as it isn't. So she's not good in Ipelegish. He has that Kienishes. So Mimele, it's not a be as new, but you'll ask. But Midraisi it is Oser anyway, because of the Esser of Kiyikach Shisho. So when does this Esser of Kiyikach Shisho apply only if Tvisas Dushin is possible? But by Ktano is same, where Tvisas Dushin is not possible. So Mimele the Esser, it's not Shayach to say that the Torah is Mechayevin, that if he wants to marry a Ktano, that he should marry her with Dushin. He cannot be Mikadosh. So if he wants to marry Gdelo, so then it comes within the essay of Kiyikach Shisho, because it's possible for him to marry her al Dikdushin, and he doesn't. So he's mivatal the essay, and perhaps there is also even Nisar essay. But if she's Iktano, so it's not shayach to say that this essay of Kiyikach Shisho applies to Iktano, because it's not shayach to say that the Torah says you have to marry her through Gdushin when Al Pidin Gdushin is impossible. In Iktano Yisemo. So Mimele, there is no Yisem. And the Chachomim are Misakein, not only that you should have a Kiyan Ishes of Galaxius, like in Melech in the Pilagesh, but he should have a Kiyan Ishes Midrabon. So Mimele, according to the Ram. According to the Rambam. Now let's see the Rambam. Again.
והודו מליטאי מדרבלי זה הכתר הפינחס לאו למים רד רב בון הולך לידר הפינחס דובסקינם בנידם פרק יסדאי ומקטן שישיו עם הווארכיו דיבי למי פנדרר דיאב על גב דינדרר חיילים מדרעיסי דוקאים מופלסו מחליש מדרעיסי כדיסו עושו וניסו הקטן לסנאי אלם דרבונון אפילו הוכה עושו ניסי דרבונון ואתם נזור מדרעיסי מדרב פינחס על מרבונון נאמה מידבו אלו דגוהוב בלי רבלז עשו להקים דיו מפרנס לו אינו נדרס אלא על דייט ורבונון סברה מי למדס לו דיו מפרנס לו אחר לנות עולו על דייטי כי מפרנס לו אורוס נאמה לוי על דייטי נדרס עד שתיכונס לחופו ומי הוא מקים שנכנס על החופו, אפילו בחופה דרבונו, כי קטנו שאישיו אימו ואחיו, מי דרבונו שעל דייטי הנה דרס, ומשום הוכה עושה נישואים דרבונו ועד לניר דרעיסי איך דחסים לו. Now we raise the question, how is it conceivable? I mean, it doesn't even make sense, superficially, that where there is Kedushin Gmurin, but since no nisuim, so according to Chachomim, so Aldaz Bailan Ideres is not enough, because there are two prerequisites. First of all, that she should submit to the authority of the Baal, and then that the Baal should have a Kianishas in her, because the Aloche of Afore is Moso to a Baal. So vis-a-vis an Aruse, whose Orus is Chayev in her support, so Chachom say no. Even though he has a Kianishas and she's an Ishishish and everything, but it's not Nisuin. And vis-a-vis Ktano, where the Kedushin is only the Rabbonon, so the Chachomim made it. The answer is, there is a difference, you see. Vis-a-vis Ktano, so true, Midrashei doesn't even have a Kianishas. But Midrashei, he has a Kianishas of Galaxius. And the Kianishas of Galaxius is a consummated Ishas. It's not an uncompleted Ishas. The Kianishas of Galaxius. It's Chupe also. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, in Perzayim Lechestrumo, so he says, Nichnis Lechupo Beloi Kedushin. Because a Kamelo wife is consummated dishes. It's not uncompleted dishes. So Mimele, so Midraise, he has a Kianishas. And this Kianishas of Galaxius is not uncompleted, unconsummated. It's consummated Kianishas. So Memele, the Chachomim of Rablezer also agree that the Baal is a Kiyah HaFored because he has a Kiyah Nishas Gomor in her. That Kiyah Nishas of Pelachias, it's consummated. Gdushni doesn't have it all Midrais. But the Kiyah Nishas of Pelachias is a full Kiyah Nishas. It's consummated Kiyah Nishas. It has not only, it even has chupe, it has the element of chupe also. What does chupe mean? Chupe really means the consummation of the Kianishas. That's what chupe really means. So as far as the Kianishas of Pilatus is concerned, so by Ktano Midraise he has a consummated, a Kiengomorovishas of Pilatus. But Dush not, so it's not. In other words, let's say if a melech will take a pilegesh, so then the melech will be able to be mayfair the nidorim of the pilegesh by himself. So here too. So mashein came by aruse. True, midrashni stevis midraisish is neshishish, but this Kianishes of Kedushin, so as long as the Nisuin did not take place, is an uncompleted Kianishes. It's an unconsummated Kianishes. So Mele, he does not have the jurisdiction of the Nidorim, according to Chachamim. And according to Rav Lezer, he has. Now, Vike de Yalfe, Mihoche. Now, I raised the question according to the Ramiyene, how could the Chachomim be misaking Kedushin? In other words, if there is no Kiyan Ishe, so it's a Bias Nus. So we have to say, according to Ramiyene, that even though there is no Kiyan Ishes, in a Hediyat Nepilegesh, Kamelo White, but Bias Nus it isn't. In other words, When is there a niser of the siyeg deisho if he does a derachnus? But if the chachomi were misaking dushin, that in itself is afkoy of business. Even though midraitse he doesn't have a kenishes, but if the chachomi were misaking dushin, so mele that in itself is afkoy of business. That in itself is afkoy of business. And then it's possible, I don't know, I mean, but that will be a big chiddush, that Rabbi Yehine would also agree with the Shitas Rambam, that since a hetia, a melech, has a king and ishes, and the melech certainly has a king and ishes in a pelagesh, there is a parashah in Shmuel of a pelagesh, of a melech in pelagesh. So since a melech has a king and ishes in a pelagesh, so the same aloha should apply to Hedit too. I mean, what is it? A Melech is a Jew and a Hedit is a Jew. But the reason as to why Rabbi Yehine says that Hedit does not have a king in Ishes, because vis-a-vis a Hedit, so there is a mitzvah and the niser of the Ikach Shisho, as the Rambam says. So Memele, since he is Mechuyev, when he marries a woman, so this posik implies of the Yikach HaShisho that if one is Reitze Lisa Isho, he is Mechuyev Lisa Isho Al Yidikdushita. So Memele, that precludes the fact that he is Mechuyev Midereitze to marry a woman one way only, Al Yidikdushin, so that precludes the Chaleis of the King and Ishes in the village. But if, let's say, the essay of Ki Yikach HaShisho wouldn't apply, so then Rabbi Yehine would agree with the Rambam that just as a melech has a key and ishes of pilachus in the pilagesh, so memele a hetit should also have. But there is a meneya. What is the meneya? The essay of Ki Yikach HaShisho. So in other words, if he wants to marry a common law wife without dushin, so he's acting illegally. So maybe he cannot acquire a key and ishes because it's in sin. This key and ishes is in sin. So maybe where the dushin takes place in sin, so dushin is stable with chayav lavan. But if it's not the key and ishes of dushin, so then if it is in sin, it's not chal. Masha'in kein. If the essay of the Ikach HaShisho doesn't apply, so let's say by Ktano, since Gdushin is impossible, so then Rabbi Yehine would agree with the Rambam. That's a big chiddush. So the reason is why Rabbi Yehine says that if somebody marries a common law wife, he's chayav malkem v'seich deisho, is because there is an essay. So memele, that essay. So that essay, the chiyuv of marrying a woman only through Gdushin, precludes the chaleis of Kiyanishes in any way other than through Gdushin. But if the essay does not apply, let's say by Ktano, because Gdushin is impossible, so then Rabbi Yehine will also agree with the Rambam that he can acquire a Kiyanishes. So that's why It's not to be as loose. Vigele yalfe mehoche. Mishe noda al das chaveirei, harize yochil hatir nidrei, shaloi al pichoche. Dicheheche de amrinen hoche, dimishum hoche moze baal lechude lehoche. Mishum dinodro al daite, bimforesh nam al das chaveirei moze mofer. Dului goresh mforesh chaveirei mistam de baal. That's the shite siyoche that I said. The heine taime hoche vohoso, mishum dichenodro al tnai dome. So that shit is a very strange shit. In other words, that the halacha of Aforas HaBaal, is not peculiar to Baal. In other words, it's completely grounded in this mental attitude of kol anideres al das baal anideres. So if someone will explicitly say that al das plainly, so mele he can be made for the plainly. Before we stand, all das chaveirim, what's enough? We go and before the chaveirim, we stand the ball. deine Teile der Hoche war so, mich nur der Altneidung. Wieso ätzlich gar gar sehr ruhig? Sie war es, wenn ich hätte, du einfach gab die Oma, da auch das Beil nicht erst, auf der Hoche zur Balschi, auf der Loh, bin ich so los, ich kurz vor der Teiro, sie ist ein Kosovo, I mean, a certain motion is required, if it is just based upon the Umtene, because he's nicht der Altnei, so no special motion should be required. Und das ist ein Kosovo, ich mache ihn, ich bin schon ein Bein. Und ich komme, wie haben wir nicht alles gehabt, haben wir doch mal zum Eifel. Ich habe alles nicht mehr. Harry hat doch sich schon bald wachen, ruhig in den Meeres beglossen. Er war der Raffirche Sache gemacht. Nee, da vor es bald, das ist ein Kosovo. Mir und ich mache so, so Tiro, die Ball war vor es in der Euro. Ich bin da auch das Beil in der Es. Hilkach, Kolchi in der Es, all deite, heile Haar, das ist ein Kosovo, dem Rachmoni. Aber nicht all das Gewehre, der Leuchot ist, der ist noch Chimusche. אתה לכולי ברחמוני, מידי ודאי, לכולי ברחמוני, מידי ודאי למוצא מאיפה. מי הוא איך דעסנו בהדיה, ויאמר הרי נדר עם חבר רצי. So then, of course it is effective. Not on the basis of הפורס הבעל, of the parish of הפורס הבעל, because, like any other night, חבר מוצא למישהו וניצור חלוש מיוחד, אלא כל היך, דיאמר יפ, שיסג, אף אגב גם הפורס לא ימענה. כדיסה לחמון, זה נראה לי, ואיד, דיני דם ונוח, על דעז ביילו, לקבדינו על לשנה, אל אוכל גם רינון, דיין בליבו שנזכה עם הנדר, קופית ביילו, אבל מן לימלון, דעל דעז הוכל משמע, דיני מדיני דעל דעז חברי, מוציא דעל מישרלי, אל ודאי כדיחסים. All right, now we'll discuss the Gemara. Now it's late, it's 1 o'clock already. So I want to discuss the last piece of the Ran next year. And then you should go over the Gemara Daf Mem Vov there. Gemara Daf Mem Vov and Chidushe Daf Mem Vov in Nide. About Mufres on the Chulish. So the two in the Ramban, Chidushe Ramban Nide. The two Lishemes. The two Lishemes. And also now we proceed with the Gemara, so you have to go over the Gemara in the Vomes. Gemara in the Vomes Daf Choptes from the Mishneh Shleishu Achim Shnai Nisuim Shtei Achoyis up to the Mishneh Daf Lamed Omed Aleph. Up to the first Mishnah of Lamed Aleph. Finish the Ram. The Ram. Now, the Ram mentions the last Ram and the Fayin Gimel. So, mentions the Shidis Rishayim. The Mishnah of Al-Das Havere Yahriz Yochel Ahati. Nidre Yishalei Al-Pichoch. Yicheyeche de Amrin Hochel Mishmoche Bol Motze Baal Nechud El Hofer. מיש נוד ראל דייטי בפורש נאמע דאס חבירי מוצ מייט לגור אמ פורש חבירי מסתם דבאר דיינע טיימע הוכע וואס מיש אין דה נוד ראל פנאידן ביזו אצליש גוג אסירוי דא אפו גאב די אומא דאל דאס ביילן די דאס אפלוך צו באל שיופלו בייס וואס איז שיקט פלוטיי און גזיר אס קוס און מיש מוכע אין קואל שיני שומב וכדי אומר לי כמה, בי אמרי בני לרדס חבירי נעמי נוח מוצא מיפה. מי שנודר על פנאי דומה, הרי התרוסי של בעל ואחר רואו שתי נמרת וחלוש. אלא ועד הרב פינחס הורי כמה, מי ידע פורד לבעל זה זעקוס את בו, מי ומי שלוח את זוח שתירו לבעל והפורס נדוראו, מי שמדר דעז ביילו היא נדרס. הילקח כל שהיא נדרס על די תחי להרק זה זעקוס את בו, דומה רחמונה. אבל מי דר דעז חבירי דלחודיס ברחמונה, מי דה ועד אלוי מוצא מיפה. מי הוא היכה דעס לבית יבום הרב נסדר עם חבר רצה מוצא חברי למישרלי וניצורך לא שמיוחד אבל כל היכה דעום הרייף שיסג אבל גם בעבור למען הכניס לכאן זה נראה in other words, so there is a shit of a shame that for the same reason that a Baal can be Mayfair and the reason is why he can be Mayfair Rapincho says is because Kol HaNidares Al Das Baal Nidares so whenever a person makes an eder and he says al das chaveri ani neidei so the chaveri can be mati that neder so he says the ran is masik against the chiti He says, Monefsha, if it's not the aloche peculiar to Baal, but it's a general aloche, Baal is just a chetimtze, where the ishe is nideres al das Baal. It's just the chetimtze. But it's not the aloche of a prerogative of a Baal. So, mele, and the aloche is that whenever someone is nidar al das chavere, so if the chavere can be moderate, and in such a case, it doesn't make any difference how the chavere is moderate, whether he uses a loshen afore or he uses any other loshen, as long as he says, I don't approve of the neder. So then the neder is bottled. So memele, Baal shouldn't be goa, and the Gemara says that Baal is goa. I mean, the Gemara says not Baal is goa. The Gemara says that the Baal has to be made for loshen afore. He cannot be made for loshen atores chochem, but only loshen afore. So we see that it's a special aloche. It's mosel to the Baal. But this prerogative of the Baal is based upon the fact that generally the Ishe submits to the authority of the Baal, generally. But it's peculiar to Baal. Mimele, it has no application to somebody else. So let's say if somebody says I need al das chaveri, so the chaveri does not have a kechatore. But if so the aloche of Hafores HaBaal has no relevance to the case where someone is neder al das chaveri. But Mr. Dasvore, if someone will spell out and will say Hareini neder, Hareini ser kiker ze, olai im chaveri pleini yereitzet, and then the chaveri pleini is not reitzet. So Mr. Dasvore, I mean you can be masne. And it no even in the world, I mean you can say, ah, kikazeoser alai imocho yedokshan. So if tomorrow it doesn't rain, it's not yourself. So instead of stipulating this, nay stipulated naim chavir yereitze. But he has to spell it out. Im chavir yereitze. Alright. That's one. Then he says, ve'eit. Now the second loshi is a little obscure. The neida amrinon hoche al das bailo loikabinon al lishne el hoche kamrinon. Dein believo she iskai maneder I kopit be bal. Avu man leimalon de al das hoche mashma. The neida al das chavere motzi idoch limishale el vatai kidechasim. Now it's a little obscure. I mean, what does the Ran want in the second lashon? He says, in other words, the first Lashon he says, he's chelik on the whole din of this regime. And then he says that even if we say, that this halacha of kolaneideres al das bailo neideres has application to other cases, not Baal, but how do we know that when a person says that he means that it should be contingent upon the approval of the plane. So what does it mean? What do you mean? In other words, the Gemara is not makpit on its loshon. What the Gemara means is they believe what she is kaim and they are copied by Bible. That's what the Gemara means. Avo man leim alone, the aldas hoche mashma, the name the aldas chavere imotzidach v'mishalei, avo man leim alone, the aldas hoche mashma. In other words, so in the first lashon he's arguing and in regard to the merit of the aloche of this Rishen. He's arguing over the merit of the aloche. In other words, where is this Rishenim say that this aloche of kolan nideres al das baal nideres is a general principle? It's not peculiar to Baal, but it's a general principle. It applies to everybody, to a stranger too, as long as we have that mitzies of al das chavere. So the first loshin the Ran is chelik, and then he says, naniach that this aloche of Kohanim, the Pinchas aloche, is a general principle. But, so it applies into it to someone who is not a Baal, as long as he is neither Adas Havere. But maybe that could only be true if he spells it out explicitly. And he says, Harini neider im yirtzach Havere. Im yirtzach Havere. But if he says, Harini neider al das pleini, how do we know that in al das pleini, mishpet aloshi means im yirtzach pleini? So in other words, in the second Loshni he says that even if we concede to the merits of the Talohe, but it should not apply to every case where a person makes an eder and says, Harini neider al das pleini. Now, what actually it seems the Ram who came after the Ritva, so he had in mind what the Ritva says in Gittin. Now, this Gemara of Kolanideres, Aldaz Bailanideres, is mentioned in Gemara in Gittin. Gemara in Gittin, in connection with another din. In connection with another din. There is a machlekes in Amgarish between Rabbonon and Rablezer. If someone says, Migarish is Ishtay, and he says to her, Harei at Muteres al Cholodom Chutz Meplein. Chutz Meplein. So there is a machlekes. Amgarish is Ishtay, Harei at Muteres al Cholodom El Meplein, Rablezer Matar Chom Meisr. Chachom Meis. So then the Gemara says, Taf Pigimu Amud Beis. Gufi. Moid Reblezer, Bim Garish Ishtei, Vomo Lo Ari Et Meteres Lecholodo, Chutz Mifleini, so according to Reblezer, the get is Chal, but she is Muta Lecholodo, except the Pleini, she is not Mutaris. So she can get married to anybody, except he makes a shield. The plainly not. But suppose, V'holchov v'nises le'achod nashuv, he said, Arayat Mutaris l'cholodom chutz miruven. Then she went and got married to Shimon. She can get married to Shimon, because Shimon is not a shield. Ruven is a shield. So then, and then, v'nisal melon is galosh. And Shimon died, or Shimon divorced her, and after that she wants to get married to Reuven. Inasmuch as there was the intervening issues of another husband, in respect to whom the Gerushin was chal, because in respect to Reuven there was a shiur in the Gerushin. In other words, so she did not become vis-a-vis Reuven, she did not become divorced from her husband. But in respect to everybody else, she did become divorced. And first she married somebody else. So Mele, since another person had the intervening issues in her, so that is Mafkia de Shiel. When that person dies or he divorces her, so she is allowed to get married to Reuven too. Vohuchem nislach nashub nisamu nisgarosu shumuteres lanzeh shinesholo. Hei shiv Rav Shimon bar Rav Elazar tshuva li Rav Elazar. Heichem motzinu sheze isa veze matah. How is it conceivable such a thing? In other words, the husband, the original husband, divorced her and asked her in respect to Reuven. And then when she got married to Shimon, and then Shimon died or Shimon divorced her, so he can be mafkia, the isa. How can it be like that? So the Gemara says, "V'loi v'arivomid ba'al eisav yovem matia." So we find such a situation. Hosom yovi ukosalo dimi ba'al shari mikam. So then the Gemara says, "Why does Rav Shimon Rav Elazar marvel at Rav Elazar's din that motzinu?" He says, "Motzinu shezeicha motzinu shezeisav zematia." But we have such a chetimtze zeisav zematia. Hari nidorim dinei dereisav chochamatia. So that means it's not that the Chochom is Matia. The Chochom determines that the Neder was victorious. It's not that the Chochom is Matia. So the Gemara has the Kashe, Hariah Forest Baal, Vishon Teres Baal Mefer.
and there it's the Baal and all that. So we do have such a din. Ayachatim say that one is Eis and the other is Matir. So Memele, why does he marvel? Why does Reb Shimon Bar Blazer marvel at Reb Blazer's din of the whole Chavonis Lach Mashuk Nisal Nisgalsh Materis? So the Gemara says, no, over there it's not in the case of Zeis of the matter either. Hosom kid Rav Pinchas, Mishmei Derove. Doma Rav Pinchas, Mishmei Derove, Kol Anideres al Daz Bailo Anideres. So it's not that the Baal by his own fayet annul the neder. The Baal is able to annul the neder because the woman, in effect, authorized him, endowed him with the authority to annul the neder. So from this Gemara it appears that it's not halacha that the Baal is mefer, but the woman endows him with that authority to be matir. So mainly it's not the case of Zeis of the matir. It's the same person who is Zeis is matir. Not that one person is Zeis and another person. Anyway, the Gemara here mentions Reb Pinchas halacha. So the Ritva, Chidushi or Ritva, and that begin with there, says as follows. Kul anideres al das bailo anideres. Hai lishne lav davki. He says, Elo hareyu mi alesheneis di mischalfim bitalmud. Do kasvino liil bifirik ha-sheleach. De al das ha-ame, la-arzu kishvue, kehichad li-yirame yisono, b'loshe, uchimaise di kanyi drove. The aloche that we learned in Gittin, Daf Chofei, there, when the Gemara says, Motzinu Mesh Rabbeinu, so the Kanye, the Rove. So, in other words, so the Gemara says that when Bezli is Mashbia, so the Libn who takes the Shvuyeh cannot apply his own secret code in the connotation of the words he used in the Shvuyeh. Because, so the Gemara mentions, V'chei matzino v'meish Rabbeinu, kishe yishbiyas Yisroel ba'al v'smeyov, omar lehem, hebe yedim shaloi al datchem ani mashbiyaschem, elo al daitiv al da'as amokim. Al das amokim. So there the Gemara uses the Russian al das. Al daiti al das amokim. What does it mean when Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Israel, al daiti? Did he mean that when you take the Shvuah, so you submit it to my authority to annul your Shvuah? So there al daiti has the connotation, in other words, that the words that they employ are to be interpreted in accordance with the sense, that in accordance with the interpretation that Moshe Rabbeinu will apply. Not, it will not be interpreted in accordance with the interpretation, in accordance with their own secret interpretation. So al-daiti over there in the Gemara, dafrofei nidori, does not mean that Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, when you take Yishvuah, you leave it to my authority. No. But it means that the words have that meaning in accordance with the interpretation that Moshe Rabbeinu will apply. Not that each person, each Jew who takes Yishvuah, will apply his own secret. His own secret interpretation. So we see that generally, the expression al das chavere means in accordance with the interpretation, the understanding of the chavere, not in accordance with the approval or non-approval of the chavere. But here. So it doesn't mean that the woman
who takes the neder, so he makes, she uses the words in accordance with the Baal's interpretation. Here it means that the woman lives it to the authority, to the approval or non-approval of the Baal. So in other words, so he says that the expression Aldaz Baila Nideres has a different meaning than it has in other places in Shas. In other places in Shas, when the expression Aldaz Chaveri is used, it has the meaning that the person and uses the words in the sense of the Chaveri. But here it means Aldaz Baila Nideres that she leaves it to the approval or non-approval of the husband. This is what it says. Hay mishne lav davke. It's not a very accurate expression. Elo harei u me'alashen is the mischalfin b'talmud. Do kasvino li'il b'firich ha-shaleach, da'al da'as ha'an el'arzu k'shvue k'eichet l'yiram v'yison. Biloshin l'chimayis edekanye d'robe. In other words, that he shouldn't be able to apply his own secret code in interpreting the words. So here it has a new meaning, the expression of das Beil. She in neda calls man she Beil yofer. Vahayne vahareyu kilu hisnes again. So in other words, so the Ritva says, we'll still come to that Ritva again, but the Ritva says that the expression kolanideres or das balanideres has a unique meaning. It doesn't have the usual meaning. The usual meaning of the usual connotation of aldas haveri means that he is using the words, that he or she is using the words in accordance with the understanding of the haveri. But here it means that she makes the neder and leaves it to the approval or non-approval or disapproval of the husband. So Mimele, this is what the Ram means. So the first Loshen, at first the Ram argues over the merit of this Rishayim Salochim. And then he says, assuming that in substance these Rishayim are correct, In their aloche, that this aloche of Kolanideres, Das Baal Nideres is not peculiar to Baal, but it's a general principle that whenever a person makes a neder and submits it to the authority of Chaveri, then the Chaveri becomes a Baile, and he can either maintain the neder or annul it. But, so it could only apply to a case where a person explicitly spells out but if he just says what's the usual connotation of aldas chaveri? That in other words, the meaning of the words is in accordance with the interpretation of chaveri, not that I'm submitting to the approval or disapproval of chaveri. So Mimele, it can't have any application. Pinchas Aloche couldn't have any application to the case where a person just says Haril Neider Aldas Chaveri. Because if he just says Haril Neider Aldas Chaveri, he doesn't spell it out Aldas Sheyir Chaveri. So then it means that he's saying that he's using the words in the sense of the interpretation that will be given by Chaveri. The Gemara is not makpit on the Loshen, because the usual Loshen means something else, means in accordance with the interpretation given by Chaveri. Aber man lebt on the aldas hoche mashma the name of the need aldas chaveri motzi dach mishrei elovadik in chasid. I mean, and that is important because the Ram in Shmues on the Riv, so he mentions Eshites Rishenim, I mean that the Rashba says, we'll soon discuss it, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Rambam, that if the Tzibur makes chomim, imposes charomim or nidorim or makes nidorim shvues and so on. So, and then the tzibor wants to be matter than nidorim. So the Rashba says it cannot be matter than nidorim. First he says, unless each member of the tzibor is mifareit his pesach before rebezdin, before three Jews who are not included in the tzibor. Because if the three Jews are included in the tzibur, so they cannot serve as the best, because then they are valid dvorim themselves, because it was a yeder or a shvuah that was taken by the whole collective, by the whole tzibur. So any three Jews, they are the nedarim themselves. In other words, so at first he says that if a tzibur took a yeder or a shvuah or imposed the chirem, so it can only become muter by each member of the tzibur spelling out the Pesach and the Charote before a besten who are outside of the tzibur. Not if that besten happens to be members of that tzibur, because then they are the balidvorim themselves. Balidvorim themselves. And then he says, but we see that Noagu, that the tzibur without spelling out the Pesach, so they can still be matir. So the Ramban, the Rashba says that that is based upon Repinchas Alochi. That is based upon Repinchas Alochi. So the Ram issue, so Memele, here too, the Tzibur, when it makes an Eder or Shvueh, so it's Aldas HaTzibur. So Memele, the Tzibur, without recourse to the usual procedure of Atoras Lidori, so they can be matir. Because it's al daitom in nedrim, so we apply Rapinchas Aloche. In other words, so that shite is inconsistent with the Ran shite in the first wash. Now the Ran Ishwes mentions the shite, and then at first he says that they couldn't be matir without recourse to an individual Pesach and the Hatore by Bezin. Then he says that it can be explained on the basis of Rav Pinchas Aloche. Now the question is, but the Ran himself rejects Rav Pinchas Aloche. The answer is because there is another Losh in the Ran here. And he says, so in the second Losh, he really agrees with that situation, but he doesn't argue with the merits of that principle. But he says that it doesn't apply to the case where the neder just says aldas haveri. Because when he just says aldas haveri, the usual connotation of aldas haveri is that it should be interpreted in accordance with the understanding of the haveri. Not in accordance with my own secret code. All right. Now, let's see. The Gemara in it. That's my word. Now, what is the kasha of the Ran against these Rishenim? The kasha of the Ran against these Rishenim is monepshach. If the halacha of kol anideres l'das baal anideres is not peculiar to Baal, but it's a general principle, and Baal happens to be a yechetimtze of aldas chaveirei, but it can apply to any person who is neither aldas chaveirei, and according to these rishonim, if someone is neither aldas chaveirei, so why is it that the chaveirei can be matir? Because he stipulated it so. Now, if he stipulated it so, Mele doesn't make any difference what loshen the Haveri employs, whether he employs a Loshen Akore or employs any other Loshen, as long as he indicates that he disapproves. So the Loshen doesn't matter. So Memele, so that should be true of Baal too, and still vis-a-vis Baal, the Gemara says in so many words that he must use a certain Loshen. So we see that it's not a general principle. That's the main asogi of the Ran against the Israel. Now there, the Gemara mentions the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish as to whether Muflet Samach Lish is the Raisa, Muflet Samach Lish is the Rabbanon. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, the Kashi, from the same Moshen Odro, the Bailo Meifelo, and the Dushin is only the Rabbanon. So if we say Muflet Samach Lish is the Rabbanon, also in the Sun Rabbanon, what is the Rabbanon? El Yamu the Raisa, also in the Sun Rabbanon, what is the Raisa? Omer Rabbi Yechon Rish Shmuel, Bailo Meifelo, Mimonefshech, that mem, Vova Medveis. Ide rabonum rabonum ide reise got lekhle vet beten zu vaprise wo khigadle achle va vor kamaise o ma rabbe pali o ye bei go mei von kol sho vi sho vi hu she ba so in other words the more at first said that the reason is why bei ich dik tan so the ba who is a hezoni gdushin in her mit rabonon mit reise is not even her husband. Still, he can be made fair. In that is how mit reise. So it's because he keeps on being made fair. And when she becomes a gdelo and he cohabits with her, so then the gdushin becomes gdushin the reise. You boleh lacha shibodlo, because heinei the yichud heinei the being. So mimele, he can be made fair. So the Gemara says, "Kashe, if he bow meifa bekeidni, how can he be meifa after he cohabits with her? And the kedushin is kedushin the raise a neder that she took. Why?"